Most of the Midwest will likely encounter generally dry weather as we move forward through this next 4 or 5 days. I don't think there's going to be a lot of precipitation around except in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, where areas from South Dakota into Kansas and Missouri will likely experience a little bit of precipitation that could offer some continued favorable crop and field conditions. The area that's going to be most impacted will probably include the regions in South Dakota into Kansas and Missouri. A little bit of western Iowa may get involved with this. Some of the previous computer forecast model data had suggested that there would be perhaps a general soaking for Iowa, but that seems to be way out of line, and that the model data is correcting itself with each new model run, reducing that prospect for precipitation across some of that region, and it's going to continue to be mostly a region that's going to continue to need a significant precipitation for a while. The rain that does occur off to the west could run upwards to an inch and a half, I suppose, in some locations, and 0.3 inch to 1 inch may be more common. There could be a couple of counties that get even heavier rainfall, but it's not going to be common. The high pressure system that will be prevailing over the rest of the Midwest will keep the weather basically free and clear of any real significant precipitation for a while. There'll be a few showers over eastern and southern portions of the region today, and then that'll be about it for a while. We have to wait for a tropical disturbance from the Caribbean Sea to come up into the Gulf of Mexico and through the southeastern United States before the high pressure system in the Midwest is going to abate. This tropical disturbance still has potential to become a tropical depression or a tropical storm before it reaches the U.S. coast. Today's forecast path has the system churning a little bit more to the right of what was advertised yesterday, suggesting that maybe the system will move inland over Florida, northwestern Florida in particular, and then move up into the Carolinas after passing through a part of Georgia. All of this occurs over the coming weekend, and rain totals will run anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in association with this event. But with that said, if it does develop into a more organized tropical cyclone, the rain potentials will get much heavier, and the system should be closely monitored. Outside of that, we won't see much else that's abnormal across the Midwest for a little while. We do expect temperatures to be well below average, though, and that's going to be the other issue that everyone will watch closely. Temperatures tomorrow morning and also on Thursday morning may get into the middle and upper 30s across portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. We already saw some of that this morning. In fact, temperatures this morning were down as low as 35 degrees in north central portions of Minnesota and 37 in the interior northeast corner of North Dakota. These temperatures will continue to shift off to the east. High temperatures in the Great Lakes region may be limited to the 60s the next couple of days. 70s will occur in many other areas across the Midwest. We'll expect to see a bit of a warming trend develop eventually as we move into the latter part of the weekend and on into next week. In fact, some warming will occur long before that, over a portion of the region as we finish out this work week. Most of the 60-degree highs and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s will abate as we get into Friday and Saturday. The warmest weather in the Midwest, though, will hold off until early next week, at which time we'll see a lot of highs across the region in the 80s, perhaps even a few lower 90s in the southwest. We'll expect the low temperatures outside of those very cold areas in the upper Midwest to run mostly in the 50s. Over these next few nights, we'll likely see a few upper 40s surrounding the area of upper 30-degree readings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.